Good morning. We're learning Chayyolim Klal Amabez, Simen Lamed, and we spoke about this issue of moving to Lifnei Kahanim, or if not possible, to the Tzadim. So there was an Haga of certain Gedolim that they were Makpid Davka, they should be directly in front of the Kahanim, as opposed to off to the side. Some suffer was annoyed like that, as not the stipler was annoyed like that, etc. There's no, it's not mentioned in halach anywhere that's an issue. Shulchan Aruch is very clear that everybody's included, anywhere in the shul is included in the Birchus Kahanim, even if you're not directly in front of the Kahanim. So Rabbi Yamin Zilber in a Sefer Beis Baruch so then suggests that unless a person is known to be a tzaddik who's makben in many, many halachas, it'd be an inyan of gaiva to start undertaking this hanhaga of b'davka being makim in front of him. It's not something which is makim in halacha. So because he wants to be noig like the theme assures it didn't, if that's not his regular hanhaga, that would be inappropriate to do so. However, there is one suggestion which sort of would address this a little bit in a case where there are multiple kahanim. The Kohanim do not need to stand on the Duchen. They just need that is a mila. They should be higher or at least equal to everybody else in the shul. So the Kohanim can spread out across the Mizrach Vant, if there are multiple Kohanim, thereby guaranteeing that everybody in the shul will be standing directly in front of at least one Kohen. He's standing in front of the Kohanim because the Kohanim are spread out across the whole Mizrach. So this is one suggestion to address this a concept that they get this milah of standing directly in front. But that being said, halakha l'maisa, a person who's davening on the mizrach and moves away does not need to move in the middle to stand directly in front of the kahanim. Okay, if a person is standing, if they have a shul which has a raised bima, that already the poskim say a person should not be standing on it because he's like standing higher than the kahanim, and amar lehem is panim al panim, which means that they're standing face to face, they're standing really on the same level, or the kahanim as it were talking down to the people a little bit, giving them the bracha. But a person should not be in a situation where he's raised up higher than the kahanim. Okay, simon lemon aleph. So we mentioned this idea that you're supposed to be focused on hearing the bracha, receiving the bracha. You should not be saying anything else. When the kahanim are singing their tune, so since the kahanim at that point in time are not saying psukim, there's nothing to listen to, so then you can say the tefillah of the Rabbein, Shutayim l'misha cholam l'cholim ra. If a person had a cholim ra, so he would say it at that point. And the goal is Yishisayim ima kahanim kei shetzibri yana omein gam al tefillah soy. And the tzibri's omein would be on his bakasha to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that his cholim should be made from ra to toif. So Chayyarim continues and says that some people, common minhag nowadays is that we say a different tefillah by the third time. He says it would seem to him a person actually knows for sure that he had a chalom ra that he wants to be meitiv. He should say the Rebbe Shalom three times in that situation. There's no the Rebbe Shalom is midin of the Gemara. The Gemara says a person who has a chalom ra should say this tefillah. It's expanded from the Nusach of the Gemara, but the basic concept of the Gemara, of this tefillah, is actually mentioned in the Gemara. The tefillah which we say, most people say, by the third time, is actually only mentioned in the early Achronim. And it's based on Kabbalah, as you might notice. So the Gra holds it's inappropriate in general, to ever say it, because how could you take away a tefillah where you're supposed to say, based on the din of the Gemara, to say this tefillah? The Chayyarim is making up short and saying, the din of the Gemara is when you have a cholim ra, you should say it. Chutz l'aretz, we only duchen a few times a year. Chances are, since the last time you've had duchen, you've had a cholim ra. But since you don't know for sure, then you can say another, if you want to say another tefillah, fine. But in the case where you have the Chalom Ra'an, the Gemara is telling you that you should say this tefillah, then it's not correct to ignore the tefillah which the Gemara gave and instead introduce a different tefillah instead. And that's his achrua. Point out about this, in the case you have 2 days Yom Tov, and you say the tefillah on the first day Yom Tov, when it falls out on Shabbos, we don't say the tefillah. But both days fall out on a weekday. So the second day, a person should not say the tefillah unless he knows that he had a Cholim Ra that previous night. So if he said it on the first day, let's say, of Shuas, covering all of the Cholim he's had since Pesach, the second day he says it for the Cholim he had second night. Well, he doesn't recall any bad dreams, so he should not say the tefillah of Ribbono Shel Olam. Then the Chayyim says, in a case where there's no duchening, and a person had a cholim ras, he says 2 points. Number one, you should not talk about it. You should not say it over the details. That gives it a certain validity. And number two, you can actually say the tefillah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, excuse me, during Sim Shalom, starting from Elokeinu Melekeinu Avoseinu, that the Chazan says in his Chazor HaShatz, you would say the tefillah, and you would be Messiah it by the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So when the Sefer says Amen, the Amen is going back on your tefillah as well. So that's an option. If a person doesn't have Birchus Kohanim, he should do like that. It's not clear to me in a case where you have Birchus Kohanim like you have in Arzor, which there's no, not being misnagin over there, there's no option of saying the Ribbono Shel Olam because the Kohanim are saying it. Theoretically, a person could say it while the Makri is saying it, but that'd be very difficult to sort of time it. You'll end up using this eighth of saying it during the Sim Shalom of the Chazaras Hashatz. Have a good day.